Okay, so for Parshas Vayeshev, we're going to talk about the Machlokes Yosef and the Shvatim. Now we know there's a few Machlokes that we find between Yosef and the Shvatim, and instead of just learning this, it's just like this, you know, petty jealousy or that type of stuff. So there's a few main areas where we find Machlokes. Number one is that for some reason Yaakov felt that Yosef deserved the Ksenus Pasim. So I mean, it's not really Machlokes, but what's the pshat that Yaakov felt that Yosef should have the Ksenus Pasim more than the other shvat? What do you see in Yosef? He just because he loved him? I mean, that's even for Pasha pshat. It's not so good. So that's number one. Number two, we know that there's a machlekes and mafarshim talk about that there's a machlekes about who was really the Bechar. Who was the Bechar of Yaakov? Was it Reuven or was it Yosef? And we find the Mepharshim talking about whenever you see that they're fighting the brothers and the pickbook was that they talk about how this was part of the root of their machlokes about who was the Bechar. And one other interesting diak that I saw was the pasuk says in pasuk Yud Gimel Vayelchu Echav Lirois Es Sain Aviyam Bishchem. So the brothers went to go be riot sign of Yaakov. They used to go, be the shepherds. And then what happened? Go check out, make sure that they're okay. Some people say that because what were they going into Shechem for? Shechem's a dangerous place. We just killed them all out. Of course they're going to want revenge. But that's why he was sending them. But the bottom line is that Yosef wasn't part of them. They were all going to be riot sign, and Yosef wasn't being a riot sign. So what's was Machlekes here? Well, how come they felt that they should be Riot Sight, and Yosef felt that he doesn't have to be a Riot Sight? The father asked them, everyone, what happened? The father asked everybody to do it, so that everyone should do it. Obviously, there was, it was up to them, and Yosef felt that he shouldn't, and the brothers felt that they should. So, that's another place we find the Machlekes. So, interesting, maybe we'll see some other Machlekes that come up as we're going through. The Gemara in Tainus, the Gemara in Tainus Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says like this: Amar Reish Lakish, Aser Lo Adam L'Shamish Mitasai B'Shnei Ravim. It's also for a person to have relations with his wife when there's a famine. Shneimer, how do we know that? Because the pasuk says Li Yosef Yolad Shnei Banim B'Terem Tavei Shnasarot. Yosef had two kids before the famine came. So before the famine came, that's when he had two kids. Last of it afterwards. Afterwards, he didn't have relations anymore, and that's why he didn't have any more children. So the Gemara learns off Mary, you see that it's also for a person to have relations with his wife when it's a time of Rav. Okay?
When it's a time of what?
When it's a time of a famine, Rav, a famine. Okay? So, Frek Taisvis has a Bam Kasha. He says, what do you mean? When was Yocheved born? No? Right, she was born. That was during a rav. So, how was Yocheved able to be born by the rav? So, you see that you're allowed to. So the Dazik came in Baal Taisus. I'm going to bring it up here. The Dazik came in Baal Taisus, and Taisus over here in Yidalf answers one thing, but the Dazik came in Baal Taisus, he answers another. He says that like this. He says that we know the Gemara in Tainus says right after that, that Tana Chasuche Vanim Mishamish Mitaisei Mishnei Rav. Chasuche Vanim, which Rashi says, people that don't have children. If you don't have children and you were never Mekayim the Mitzvah of Puruvu, so then you're allowed to have relations even though it's a famine. So then you are. So that's the Hetter. So Zok the Dasa came by Tainus, Yocheved was whose kid? Levi. So Levi was not Mekayim the Mitzvah yet of Puruvu. So that's why he was Mutta. It was Mutta for him to have children. Maybe he didn't have other kids, or he had kids.
So what was
the Mitzvah
from Yosef then?
So what's by Yosef? Yosef only had two boys. What's the Mitzvah of Puruvu? Well, that's machlokes. Someone would have guessed that also, what? It's machlokes beisham beisol dasam achal from the base. The Mishnah says like this: Lo yivatel adam epiri v'rivya elam kain Yesh leibanim. Once you have children, then you can, you don't have to worry about peruvu. Beisham ay oimrim, what does it mean, banim? Shnei zacharim. Ubeishu oimrim zachar unakeva. Shanamar zachar unakeva bara. Shem created Adam and Chav, right? So here you have machlokes beisham beishu. What is considered the mitzvah of peruvu? Is the mitzvah two sons? Or is the mitzvah one girl and one boy? Right? So, Zok the Dasik in Balatosis, this is what's going on. Levi held like Beis Hill. And Beis Hill holds you have to have a boy and a girl to be kind of mitzvah Puruvu. So even though it was a time of Rav, it was a famine, still Levi was able to be Isaac in the mitzvah of Puruvu because he held like Beis Hill and he didn't have any girls yet. He only had boys.
He had boys?
I don't know for sure.
The list of seven.
It could be, yeah.
Maybe he didn't have any children.
It could be in the list. I didn't look through it. I didn't see the list. But if you look at the list, it'll say who Levi's children were. You know, when it says...
We don't know when he had them, though, do we?
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean,
if he didn't have any children until then he's mature, be mature.
Oh, yeah, no, but it says... But it says which children he had as they came down to Mitzrayim. It says which children he had.
It lists them.
It lists them.
It lists boys.
I guess. I didn't look it up, but I guess. HaKoponim, it doesn't list girls. And therefore, Yocheved, it was okay for him to have Yocheved. Now, what about Yosef? So Yosef's talking about asking about Yosef, like Meshama. So once you have two boys, that's it. You're done. Yes, that's the machlokes Yosef and the Shvatim. This is Dasik in Valtaisis. It's not me. This is Dasik in Valtaisis. It's
a Rishon. So he held that who was Yosef?
If you're looking at me like this now, you better leave now.
This throws a monkey wrench in the entire concept of Torah Shabbat Peh. It came from Moshe Rabbeinu, got passed down to Ezra, and after 1,000 years of broken telephone, he ended up with the machlokes Beisham Beisol. But this was before the broken telephone happened. So how are they having
my phones? Ayla, do you ever look at him?
They already have difference of opinion before 1,000 years of broken telephone?
There was no Torah.
Before the Torah.
Yeah,
I know.
No, but he's saying it. There was never...
knew what the actual halacha was. Because there was no broken telephone.
I hear.
Right?
I hear.
They figured out themselves that there would be 1,000 years of broken telephone?
No, they figured out...
How did they get Torah?
One guy came to
A,
one
guy
came to B. They figured out themselves different...
It could be, yeah, I don't know.
No, Moshe didn't say approach A and approach B. Moshe said
we'll ask
A.
Questions after the...
And then there was a machlokes. And then after 1,000 years, they ended up saying, no, he said this, no, he said that.
I hear. It's a good kasha, but I don't know if Teresh Vapel, you know,
when I... Given yet.
I know, but he's saying that once Teresh Vapel is given, the pshat is that there's one right mahalach. And then what happened was, is that as the Messiah continued... We got confused, so then there was two camps, like Shammai and Hillel, they held the Messiah like this. So he's saying if in the beginning it was one thing, so how can you have a machlokes
before? No, from the beginning we had Matan Torah.
Right.
This is before Matan Torah.
Exactly.
I hear. Okay, fine.
Everyone can't. No, you're not.
Oh, so he's saying then it's happening, yes. Therefore, you should also have machlokes.
What does this have to do with
Okay, so machlokes is, okay, again, the machlokes is Yosef and Levi. Yosef and Levi. Levi held like Beis Hillel. And therefore, he was allowed to have relations with his wife.
Because
he had to have Yocheved. But Yosef held like Beis Shammai. Which all you have, which two kids, two sons, is...
You mean he had a machlokes with Levi about this issue?
Yeah.
That's the right idea.
Well, you see from their actions that they held differently.
Regarding the Puruvu.
Yeah. Right now, we're just by Puruvu.
Where do you see that action?
Because you see, Yocheved was born even.
Where do you see Yosef fighting with the brothers?
No, you don't see them having this argument in the Beis Medrash.
Yeah.
But we're just saying, you see from their actions.
Which actions?
What do you think they learned?
That Yosef only had two sons. And the. And, right, but he had two sons before the Rav, before the famine.
Right.
Right? Why didn't he have children after the
Why
famine?
Why didn't he have children
after the famine? So, because he held like Beishamah.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay.
Or Beishamah held like him.
Okay, I guess that's a better way to say it, right? Okay, so this is the Dasa Kane Valley place. Okay? Now, the anybody ever heard of Elia Weintraub? Is that song? He was Nifter very pretty recently. He was a big Mekubal. Okay, so he has a sefer called Ora Ner. And he says there, he talks about the machlokes Beisham Beisol, and he says that the Yisoy, if you find throughout Shas, Yisoy the machlokes Beisham Beisol is that Beishamai always goes basa the Haskalah and the Machshava. We'll play this out soon. You'll see how it's clear. And Beis Hillel Hozi, you go after the Poel Yoitze. Whatever happens. It doesn't matter what your Machshava was. Doesn't matter what the beginning intent was. You go after the Poel Yoitze. Okay? He says like this. For example. Right? Hashem wanted to create the world, b'din. Right? All of the Machshava to create the world, b'din. Lamaisa, it wasn't Shaykh, so he was Mitzarif, Midas Rachamim. And that's how the world was able to come into being. What's the two Mahalchim Beisham Beisil? Beisham is always much more Machmer, right? He's always more Midin.
Usually,
right? There's only a few times in Shas that he's not. So he's always more Machmer. So that's his Shita, because his thing is that you always go after the Machshava. The Machshava was that the Baruch Hashem was to create the world, Midin. And the Beisil says, no, you go after the Peil Yaitse.
What does that mean?
You go after whatever ended up happening. So Hashem Lamaisa created the world with, you know, Rachamim. So that's why Beis Hillel is always more Mekel. Okay, this is just the beginning. We're going to get, okay, that's what he says. That's why Beis Hillel is, okay, so now he says like this, very geschmack. You have this Gemara, the same Gemara in Yevamos, that says, whether Puru Vu is two boys or a boy and a girl, right? So what's the Pshat in Beis Hillel? What's the Pshat in Beis Hillel? The Pshat in Beis Hillel is because you look after Bria Salem, right? Bria Salem, Hashem created a man and a woman, Adam and Chava. It's the same way that Hashem created a man and a woman. So too, every person has to, you know, also have a boy and a girl. What's Beis Shammai going to say back? Beis Shammai says to him, what do you mean? You ain't done an Efsher, Mishii Efsher. You can't done a case where it's Efsher, Mishii Efsher. Meaning, when Hashem's creating the world, He can't create two men. Because you have to have... You know, they have to be able to have children. Two men can't have children. So, it's ain't done an Efsher now that we already have a world that we have many women and many men. So then for my specific Chiv, who says my specific Chiv is going to be a boy and a girl? Ain't done an Efsher, Mishii Efsher. Yeah? That's Beis Shammai's Tanah Beis Hillel. Okay? But like we just said, like Rav Eliyahu Weintraub said, is that the Homa Chalik's Beis Shammai's Hillel is that whether you go Bas Ma'achshav or the Pal Yoitzei, so Beis Hillel is going to answer... Pasha, it doesn't matter what Efsher, Mishi Efsher. What's the Maisa? What was the Poel Yaitse? What came out of Maisa? What came out of Maisa? Hashem created a man and a girl and a woman. So from now on, that's going to be the halacha, a man and a woman. It doesn't matter what his chajbainas were.
So why two? Why two men?
Why does Beis Shammai say two men? So he says he learns out from Maisha Ben. He has a different limud. B'nai Maisha Gershon Veliezer. That's how Beis Shammai learns out. I don't know why that's more.
How does that fit in with the.
Oh, yeah. It says, oh, yeah. I'm not saying bearing that. I'm just trying to bring out the point that you see that what Beis Shammai's taina on Beis Hillel was and what Beis Hillel's response is going to be. He got all that from Moshe because he says that Moshe Rabbeinu was pirish after he had two sons, right? He didn't have any women. He didn't have any girls, Moshe Rabbeinu. So Beis Shammai says, you learned it from Moshe Rabbeinu just like he had two boys, Gershom and Eliezer, and he was pirish. So too, everyone, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to obviously do what you're supposed to do, right? But he says, so that's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says, right, so this whole part of the Ain't Done Hashem Mishi Efsher, right, is very good. The way that we learn, the Beis Hillel doesn't care what the Machshavas were. It doesn't matter what Hashem's, what was he thinking that, oh, I have to have a world created, so therefore, you know, I need a woman and a man. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, you go up to the Poel Yoitze, and that was that, okay? So, so there's a sefer called the Magen Talumos. Okay, this is from the B'nai Yisasa. The Magen Talumos, he brings on, this is on Masechta's Brachas, he says like this, he says that we know, right, that Avram was Midas HaChesed, his Rachman, Yitzchak was Midas HaDin, Vura, and Yaakov was both of them together, right? So if you look, he says Leah was Midas HaRachman, and Rachel was Midas HaDin. Because if that's what you always find, if you look at the Pesukim, you find the Shem Hashem that's always by Rachel is Elikim. Elikim is Hashem's name of Midas HaDin. Yud Kei Vav Kei is always by Leah, because Yud Kei Vav Kei is Hashem's name for Midas HaChesed, Midas HaRachamim. He says also, you see the Rachel and Leah, they also, Rachel was Midas HaDin, and Leah was Midas HaRachamim. By the way, I didn't say this before, but my question really is, in the beginning, the Machlokes Yosef and Levi, is that why would Yosef go like Beis Shammai, right? All the Shvatim are going like Beis Hillel, Levi, whatever. We'll see other places also. But why would Yosef go like Beis Shammai? Like, what's his netiya? Okay. So Rachel, well, at least we're getting to Rachel now. Rachel is Midas HaDin. Okay? And that's why it says, you know, when Rachel and Leah were leaving, 11, it says, Vatan, Rachel v'Leah. Right? Why is Rachel speaking first? She's younger. Why is Rachel speaking? Tan Rachel Leah? It should be Tan Leah v'Rachel. So this is all the Magen Talmud. He says because Leah let Rachel go first. Leah's Midas Harachmon. So she let Rachel go first, and therefore he says that's why Beis Shammai is always before Beis Hillel. If you look in the Gemara, Beis Shammai Shita is always said first. Like I just said in the Gemara Nivamis, right? Beis Shammai says Shnei Banim, Beis Hillel says, and this is what you find all over Shas. It was Keveya from this point where Rachel and Leah. Rachel was Midas Hadin, Leah was Midas Rachamim, and Leah let Rachel go first. From now on, Ladairis, Beis Shammai always goes before Beis Hillel.
And Yosef was taking after his mother.
So we're getting to that. So that's what we say that Rachel, Maisa Rachel was Yosef's mother, and she gave her Midas Hadin. Okay. Now also another thing, the Zohar. I don't understand the Zohar obviously, but I'll say it because it's very interesting. Zohar says that. Really, Yosef is the Bechor. And I think he says that Yosef is the Bechor, the Machshava. Because why? Because who did Yaakov think he was marrying? Rachel. So when he was that first night when he was with Leah, he thought it was Rachel. So his Machshava was for Rachel. So in Machshava, he was being Isaac with Rachel, and therefore, really the first that he says the first tipa would really be Nisyakas to Yosef. I'm not getting involved with it. I'm just telling you what he said. So that his first Kaich Rishis Aini was for Yosef. And that's why Yosef is the Bechor in what? Machshava. Which is all in the sheet of Beis Shammai. And what was the Pael Yaitse? Pael Yaitse was Ruvain. So Ruvain was, that's Beis Hillel. So that was the machlekes. Who's the bechor? The bechor is, do you go baser machshava, or do you go baser payal yetzer? Okay, now just getting started. The Gemara in Shabbos, in Daf Yud Amud Beis, says like this: Ksoinus hapasim. What's the ksoinus hapasim? There's a lot of machine. What is this garment? So. The Gemara in Yudam Abayz, actually it's a Rashi, really has very little to do with the Gemara, it seems like. Rashi says, like this, he says that Matzasi, Ksoinus Pasim, Saviv Pas Yadai, Veloi Kol Aksoinus, I just skipped a few words. It's, Ksoinus Pasim is that it went around his arms, but Veloi Kol Aksoinus, it wasn't the whole Ksoinus. Ksoinus pasim, he wasn't giving him a whole shirt. What he gave him was these sleeves. Okay, this is Rashi. Okay,
arm warmers.
What?
Arm warmers.
Arm warmers. So what's the pshat on this? Why did Yaakov give him sleeves? Okay, so this is the Tzafnas Paneach. Tzafnas Paneach says like this. It says the Gemara in Yuma, Nine Beis on a Beis. Gemara says. That the Big Day Kahuna, this is talking about Big Day Kahuna. So look at this, very interesting. Beis Yad Shel Big Day Kahuna Ne'ereges Bifnei Atzma. The sleeves of the Big Day Kahuna were woven separately from the Beged, V'nidvekes Im HaBeged. And then they would attach it to the Beged. You hear this? They'd have the shirt, and then they would sew the sleeves separately, make these sleeves, and then they would connect the sleeves with the baguette. And then it would reach until the end, right? What's the point of this? Like, what were you trying to show with this? So, this is a toughness man. He says like this. Toughness man is Rogachev, right?
I think there's a few of them, but
he's the thing. He's a thing. Yeah, so he says like this. Kehanim are potter from Tefillin Shliyad. You notice? The Gemara in Zvachim says, in Daf Yitzchak, it says, Kehanim are potter from Tefillin Shliyad. Why? Because there can't be a chatzitza from the begadim to the arm. That's what the Gemara in Zvachim says. There can't be a chatzitza. So, therefore, they can't wear Tefillin Shliyad because it would be a chatzitza. The begadim have to touch the arm.
That's only when they're doing their avodah?
So actually, it's an interesting shaila. So it's not so pashit. But if you look in the Gemara in Erechin, the Gemara in Erechin is mashma that they're even potter when they're not doing the avodah. From tefillin shal yad.
I mean, when they're wearing the regalim.
I'm not sure.
I mean, they don't have to wear tefillin ever. It means when they're wearing the pagodin.
I would think so, but I don't know. I don't know for sure. I don't know. It could be. It could
only wear the pagodin when they're doing
usher. Usher.
It's usher for them. Yeah, it's usher because then it wouldn't be. Yeah. So what about tefillin shoraysh? Do they have to wear tefillin shoraysh?
Tamakiv. They wear on their heads.
Tamakiv.
What's tamakiv?
The raish and tamakiv shal yad. Each one is submissive.
So you should have to wear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I actually just heard about Mrs. Speech last week.
That's a machlokas, isn't it?
Well, you have to wear tefillin shoraysh. So normally, I can quote the Bar Mitzvah speech that I heard. He says that really you should need both. Each one needs each other. The tefillin shoraysh needs the tefillin shoraysh. Yochanan says it's not ma'akev. But, I mean, he was coming that batzim is ma'akev, but, you know, I don't know, whatever. I'm not sure, but I heard the Bar Mitzvah speech. He said that, he was saying that they should be part from tefillin shoraysh. But lemaisa, we know that they're chayiv in tefillin shoraysh. That's at the end of the day. At the end of the day, kehanim are mechuyim in tefillin shoraysh, and they're potter in tefillin shoraysh, and they're potter in tefillin shoraysh because of chatzitza. Right? Zok tzofnas paneach, like this. He says that the reason is that we know in the Beis HaMikdash, your machshava is much more potent than your maisa. How do you make pigle, right? You know, the only way to make pigle is if you have the wrong machshavas. How do you make something possible? You know, if you have machshava chutzim kaimai, whatever, different, you know, there's exactly, what you're thinking about in the Beis Hamikdash is a very big deal when you're shefting the carbon. So what Tzofnas Paneach says is that the reason why they put on the sleeves separately, and they only wore tefillin shoraysh is because the machshava, to show them that the machshava is so much more important than the Beis Hamikdash. It's not an equal thing. Normally, when you're in the world, it's both. You have to do the mitzvahs and you have to have machshavas also, nice machshavas also. But in the Beis Hamikdash, it's much more important to have the right machshavas than it is to have the ma'isa come out correctly. Okay? I mean, you get into a lot more trouble. Like, pigle is a lot more trouble than if you do something wrong with the shechita. You know, you're dealing with much bigger isur, much bigger aichim. So, so he says, yeah. So that's by kehan. So lefize, it's very geshmak. Why Yaakov gave?
Explaining why they made the sleep separately.
That's why they made the sleep separately, to show them that the tefillin shel yad is connected to ma'isa, tefillin shel rosh is connected to machshav, right? So they're doing that to show them that their ma'isa, their hands, are putter from tefillin shel yad, because the ma'isa is not as important. It's but it's tuffle to the tefillin shel rosh. It's tuffle to the machshav.
That doesn't explain why they're separate, the sleeves and the vest.
Well, that's he says it because to show that it's a separate thing. It's not like these are the begadim, and we're putting on the sleeves to show you that you're special. It's like a separation type of thing. So he says like this, very geshmak. So that's pshat why Yaakov gave Yosef the ksenis pasim. Ksenis pasim, like we said, it was sleeves, like Rashi said in the Gemara and Shabbos. They were sleeves. So if they're sleeves, why is it just sleeves? Because Yaakov is showing Yosef, you're the Bechor Bas Machshava, your mother was Rachel, you go after Din, you're in Shittas Beit Shammai, right? Yosef held like Shittas Beit Shammai because he only had, he had two sons. And so Yosef, you're Shittas Beit Shammai, you hold it. So I'm going to give you the same thing that the Kehanim have to show that the Machshava, that the Mice is tough to the Machshava, so too Yosef, you are much more appropriate to get the Ksenis Pasim. Because to show you that your Milo, your whole thing is a Machshava, just like Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai always holds he goes Bas Machshava. So that's why he gave the Ksenis Pasim to Yosef.
So much I missed that. The Ksenis Pasim was for, what was it for, the Ksenis Pasim again?
No, he just added it.
To reiterate that point.
Well, I mean, why did he give it to him?
What is the Ksenis Pasim?
Right, it's just, I don't know any. It just seems like
he's...
To show him that your thing, just like the Kehanim, your thing is really Machshava, not Maisa.
And really, you're the... And it also showed that you're the Bechara.
Right, in Machshava.
Right.
Well,
and he did the sleeves separately again? I just missed that Nakuda. He did the sleeves, you're saying the sleeves attached, what was it again? The sleeves?
The Kehanim, the sleeves were attached separately from the rest of the Begad.
Okay.
So that's, Saftas Paneach says the reason why they separated it, why they separated, to show that your Maisa, your hand, is tufel to your Iker. The Iker in the Beis HaMikdash is Machshava. The Iker is, that's what your Iker is.
Got it,
The Maisa is... It's not like that. Yeah. So Ksenas Pasim, Yosef,
they were just sleeves.
That's what Rashi said. That's what Rashi and Shabbos said. Yudam Ed Beis Zivim Askel Mishkol. Rashi said they were just sleeves.
Nobody says it's
me. No, I mean, there was a bunch of different shatim, but Rashi, I'm going with Rashi. Rashi held that they were just sleeves.
Okay.
Lefi, this is very geshmak, because the sleeves show...
Just Maisa.
Just Maisa, so he's showing that the Maisa is separate. I'm only giving you sleeves to show you that you really, your Iker is Machshava, just like the Kehan. Yeah?
I think more sense to give him a vest.
Right. So, yeah. To show that...
Just that, right?
Yeah, I hear.
And it'd probably be more practical, too.
Okay, so now, what is... What is? Oh, there it is. So now we have Machlekes Yosef and the brothers about whether they should go be Rayat Zayin, right? What's the pshat? The brothers are being Rayat Zayin, and Yosef didn't seem like he really cared to get involved.
It couldn't just be that he was young. It starts off with Hunar.
I mean, how old was Rivka when she was?
Yeah. Not saying he wasn't capable, but he was at home. He was the youngest.
Oh, Binyamin was on.
Yom
was there.
Yom was there also. Okay, so.
Okay. So that's one shot.
We have a question on Yosef only. The two youngest people.
Maybe Binyamin was it because he was the youngest.
They weren't.
He's playing with his hair.
Right.
So, like this. The Gemara in Be'ah. We have a famous Machlokes Shammai and Hillel. Tanya. Amar Lav al Shammai Azakin. Kol Yomav Hayoichol L'Tvoit Shabbos. Right? He would eat his whole life for a Chavoy Shabbos. Matzah behema na, aymer zu l'Shabbos. He'd find a nice behema, he'd say, this is for Shabbos. And he wouldn't eat it. Matzah acheres na himana, then he'd find another one that's nicer than the first one. So meiniach es hashnia. He would say, okay, the second one now is for Shabbos. V'ayich also returned and he'd eat the first one. And that's so his whole life, he was always eating l'Chavoy Shabbos. Everything was l'Chavoy Shabbos. Avol hila zakein, mida acheres haysaloi, shekol maisov l'shem shemayim. Hila was a different thing. When he would find something, he would eat it. L'shem Shemayim, Shnemer, Baruch Hashem, Yayin Yayin. Right? This is the famous shita. Whether you go, do you, when you have something, should you say, okay, I'm going to save it for Shabbos? Or should you eat it and say, oh, thank you Hashem for giving it to me, and Baruch Hashem, Yayin Yayin. Okay? So, the Dumna Magid says like this. He says that this that Shammai would eat for Shabbos doesn't mean like that he would say, not exactly that's Pashup Shabbos. He says like this, that Shammai, his whole life was for Olam Haba. He says, Shammai's whole life, he was living in Olam Haba. That was his whole life. And Hillel's shita was, he said, no, a person can live in Olam Haza, you just have to be Mekadesh what's in Olam Haza. But Shammai held that, no, a person has to be completely parished from this world, right? Machlokes b'Shammai's Hillel. Noyach le'adam shalei nivra, yoyseh mishin nivra. Right, that's b'Shammai. And b'Hillel says, no, noyach le'adam shenivra, is it better for that person to be created or not created, right? Same thing. Because Basil holds that no, a person, the tafkid of a person is to be Kaddish what's down here. But Shammai says, no, we have no business in this world. Really, our business is completely in Olam Haba. We're stuck in this world, so just take whatever you need. But Lamaisa, we're supposed to be living in Olam Haba. This is the Dimna Magid. Okay? Saibazai, so that's also got it very good before I get to the Yosef and the brothers, that by Sukkah, Machlek is the sukkah, right? Let's say you're sitting in a sukkah, and the sukkah is only big enough to have your head, roishai v'rubai, but your shulchan's in the house. So are you yaitzah or not? Machlek is b'shamay so. What does b'shamay hold? B'shamay holds if your shulchan's in the house, you're not yaitzah. B'shamay holds you are yaitzah. Why? Same bar. What's the sukkah? The sukkah's on Ananiya Kavit. If you're completely not in the Ananiya Kavan, if your shulchan's in the house, you're not completing the... So B'Shammai says that you're missing the point. The whole point is that a person has to be completely parished from Olam Haza. Completely out of it. Mashiach gives his silver. He says, no, you can have your shulchan in the house. It's fine. You can have, right? Sula mutzavartza, right? Should be your shemayim, right? Your feet can be on the ground. And your head has to be in shemayim. So the same machlekes. B'Shammai holds you have to be completely parished. I mean, Sula holds you don't have to be completely parsha. But Zoi, now we can say that's pshat in the machlokes Yosef and the Shvatim and Agea being right side, right? Yosef held that I can't do anything in Eilam Hazad. It's not necessary for me to do. If somebody else can do it, I can't do it. I'm supposed to be living in Eilam Hazad. I'm supposed to be just completely Isaac and Tyre and Mitzvah. Nothing to do with Eilam Hazad. So therefore, if my brothers can do it, and then my brothers will be able to do it. And the brothers held no. They held like Bais Hillel that you can be mekadosh everything. Okay, you can be mekadosh everything that you have in this world. By the way, that's why they say that Beis Shammai, we're going to pass on like Beis Shammai in Eilam Hazad. After, right? What's Pshat? It's the same thing, right? Beis Shammai Hoser, you're supposed to be living in Eilam Hazad. But you only need Beis Hillel when you're living in Eilam Hazad. Once you're in Eilam Hazad, so then the halacha can be like Beis Shammai. Yeah? So this is that's the Pshat. So, there's one
it's
more Zach.
With that thing,
but
the machlokes of Beis Shammai, you have to go with the machshava and Beis Hillel also was in the Maisa?
They connect.
Is that connected
with that? I didn't. But if you could, that would make it even more geschmack.
Stay tuned.
One more thing. Yosef, it's brought down. Yosef was tikein tefilas musaf. As I say, Avram was right shachris, Yitzchak mincha, Yaakov marav. Yosef was mesak and tefilas musaf. Why was what's up with musaf?
Say that.
It's brought down.
I'll
show it to you. Okay. By the way, you know when Yosef got out of prison? Do you know when Yosef got out of prison? Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. The Gemara says it was all of the machshava from the Ben Hashem to create the world in Tishrei, but he created Nisan. It fits very nicely, right? Anyway, so why was he misakin tefilas musaf? He was misakin tefilas musaf because there's no bakashas in musaf. The only bakashas you have is shachris mincha. You're always asking for things, right? So if you hold like Beis Shammai, should you be asking anything for Eilam Hazad? No, you completely have to be in Eilam Haba. So musaf is all musaf. No bakashas in musaf. So therefore, that's why he's misakin this musaf. Okay, just want to say a little vart since we're already like in Zayars and stuff, so I can say more stuff like that. So the pasuk says. Right, that Yaakov gave Yosef the Ksainas Pasim. That's a good one. And Rashi says, the Yisrael Ahav is Yosef, Mikol Banav Yosef. Right, Yaakov loved Yosef more than all the children. Ki ben zakunim hum loy, vas le Ksainas Pasim. So like Rashi. Why did he love him so much? So the last pshat in Rashi is because Shahaya Ziv Ikunan Shalai Daimelai. He looked like him. And he looked like Yaakov. So, I mean, the first pshat is that he was, he should know like Isaac Nusai. He was born, you know, when you're older. So then, yeah. Good question. Then another pshat is that it was about that he was very smart. Bar Chokimlai, he was very smart. Komash Shalom Yashem Eber Masalai. The last pshat is that he looked like him. What do you mean he looked like? So he looked like him? So I mean, that sounds like us. Like, oh, we like our kid because he looks like us. Let's shout that because he looked like him. So the Ramban says that the reason when Yaakov Avinu gave all the Torah over to Yosef, he gave the Torah to all the kids, right? When he gave over the Torah to Yosef, the Ramban says that Yosef was able to chap all the Sisrei Torah, all the like Zayar's, right? All these Sisrei Torah, like he was an old man. That's what Rambam brings down. That's how Yosef that he was learning. That's why, so he Yosef episode had this like Milan Sisrei Torah. So, he got the Beit Chai says that's why he gave him the same as Pasim because since he saw that he was so chashav in the Sisrei Torah, he says like this. This is the. Nefesh HaChaim is mashma, that the reason why a person is able to chap Sisrei Torah, the more you're able to chap Sisrei Torah, it shows that you have more of a hashpa from Adam Rishon.
From who?
Adam Rishon. It's mashma from Nefesh HaChaim like this. That if you're, the more you're able to understand Sisrei Torah, and Zoya and all these things, so then the more you got hashpa, the more, you know, Adam gave to you. Exactly how it worked out that way, but that's the pshat, admiration, kaidmachet. So he says, so the part's like this. He says, another thing brought down is that Yaakov, it's brought down in the Sfarim, that Yaakov, his tafkid, or what he felt his tafkid was to be misakin the chet of Adam Rishon. And you find this brought down, this is in not your traditional Sfarim, but that Yaakov, that this is what really all the Abbas were very busy with. They're very busy with trying to be misakin the chet of Adam Rishon, to get us back to our original Mila. Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov. So Yaakov was very busy. They say that Yaakov looked like Adam Rishon. This is brought down. Yaakov looked like Adam Rishon. So therefore now, so that fits very nicely, right? If Yaakov's whole life was about being misak in the chet of Adam Rishon, the chet of Eitz Hadas, so now he has Yosef who looks like him, who looked like Adam Rishon. He's able to chop all the Sisrei Taira, which means that he gets a lot of Ashpa from Adam Rishon. So he's the most Mesugal to be Mesak in the Chet. So that's why he's giving him more attention. That's why he's giving him all the Taira. That's why he wasn't making him do all these stuff, because he wanted his job to finish off where he left off.
So Yitzchak invented Mincha, right?
That's what they say.
You know what's brought down? That Yitzchak, my ruffle, she fell off her camel, right?